Julian. I was on The Bachelor and I won Bachelor Pad.
And I know nothing about the show, but I love Holly. We're cousins and best friends.
After every episode of The Bachelor, we're hosting a live after party and you're invited.
If you want to gossip about The Bachelor and get the inside scoop on what really happens on the show, you come to the right place.
Welcome to What The Bachelor.
That was a really intense, intense episode, and we're going to talk about it.
And some inventory, too.
For all of our new viewers, I'm Holly Julian. I was on The Bachelor many, many moons ago and on Bachelor Pad and won that show. Met my husband and, you know, just living the dream now. And this is Megan.
Hi, I'm Megan Eby. I'm her cousin. That has never seen The Bachelor except for this season. And I'm hooked.
Yeah, I forced her to watch it.
And it's kind of like, it's crazy. It's kind of like a little shit show of a show here, friends.
Yeah.
And I can't get enough of it. I live and breathe The Bachelor.
This
now.
Is so good. This is so, so good.
It's so good.
You guys, we took a lot of notes. Okay, let's remember.
Let's this. Recap.
Wait.
Oh, let's not remember anything. I really don't know what doing.
Okay, we can recap last show. But I was going to say, reminder, no spoilers.
Don't tell us.
We don't want to know. I know we're so close to the end. We don't want to know anything. We want to experience this as if it were happening in real life to us.
Real time, guys. Yeah. Real time.
Okay, before we move on to divulging into this episode, let's revisit
the hometowns. Like,
yeah,
Peter met the families last episode.
Yeah, his first one-on-one date was with
Madison, right?
No, that was Auburn.
Oh, Hannah Ann.
Hannah Ann.
Well, we got to meet Ranger Rick. So
Ranger Rick.
Let's recap that video, John.
I mean, it was a big day and everything. I mean, been quite some time since we'd seen Hannah Ann and got to spend some time with her. And of course, she brought Peter with her, and that's new and exciting, I guess. I guess my biggest question that I have is, does he really care for Hannah Ann? Or is this some flash in the pan that's new and exciting? Because that's the way I look at it. I'm going to ask you as a father not to say I love you to Hannah unless you wholeheartedly mean that you love her. Do you hear me? I'm going to ask you, do not say those words. I love you. Do you understand?
Hannah Ann, I'm falling in love with you.
You've got to be shitting me. You've got to be shitting me, son of a bitch. I'll be damned. I swear to God, I told him not to say anything. I told him not to say anything. Son of a bitch, I swear. Undermine me, you weak son of a bitch. Can't throw a damn axe to save your life. Sir, you break my daughter's heart, I'm gonna beat your ass.
Wow, Ranger Rick, you are sexy. You are sexy.
Hold on.
I like the double chin. No, you're not him. You're a beautiful woman. That is a handsome fellow we just watched
I
there.
I have never felt more beautiful than playing Ranger Rick.
That was the real Ranger Rick. So then we move on to, I love that we are doing the dads really fun. And then we move on to Madison's date and Madison's
War Eagle,
dad.
Guys.
Yeah, War Eagle. How old, the dad.
How old was Chad the dad, by the way?
13 to 50.
I would say. Go ahead, John. Let's see that one.
Here at the Pruitt household, we have strong moral values. Do you think that you guys are compatible? Because I'm sure she has expressed her strong faith as our strong faith, meaning she is pure. The next couple weeks coming up, that's hard for a daddy. And your track record, if I find out that you've deflowered my child, my firstborn, my love, the one that I prayed over, I'm gonna break your ass. Sorry, Lord. I'm gonna break your butt. I think she's a phenomenal young lady. Do you know if you love her? If you deflower my baby in that fantasy suite, there will be consequences. Not just with me. But son, I'm not scared to whoop your tail. Just how we whoop Alabama's. War Eagle.
Yet another sexy dad. What a dilf.
What a dilf. Yeah. I am pretty sure every Christmas we hide him.
So, Elf on the Shelf. So, hometowns went great. And then...
Except for...
And then we get to Victoria's date. I mean, hometown date.
Train wreck.
We have so much to talk about with her.
Chew, guys.
But let's go ahead and watch Victoria and Peter last week.
Victoria, I would like to have a rational conversation with you today. I don't know if that's possible, but here goes nothing. Marissa told me that you sleep around with a lot of people, and all those people are also in relationships already. So that would make you a homewrecker. Care to explain yourself?
This is like, I am like, okay, I'm just like disgusted right now.
I'm just asking for the truth, Victoria.
So much drama all the time. I'm just so like ready to not. And I don't want to do this.
It doesn't matter anymore, Peter.
So you're just giving up on us.
You just came in here to act like that? Are you kidding me?
Excuse me?
Excuse you what?
What is this right now? What am I doing? Why am I staying with you? Why am I a crazy person?
I am so done with this conversation. I can't do this. I can't. I'm done. Get out of here. Leave me alone. I can't do this. Leave me alone.
I adore you. I was literally gonna tell you tonight that I was falling in love with you. How are we even supposed to get past this? You were supposed to come to be my family tonight. Do you know what I mean?
Okay, Victoria. I'm so sorry. I can't wait to sleep with you next week. That's the only reason I think that I have left in my body, knowing that I get to sleep with you and I put up with all of your crap. I'm crazy. Am I crazy? You're not even crazy. I'm the crazy one now. I'm crazy. Why am I with you, Victoria?
See you at the fantasy suites, girl.
I mean, spot on, guys. Spot on.
I feel like I've nailed Victoria.
You did.
And so did Peter. But yeah, we'll get into that later.
Yeah, you did.
So, guys, this is the week Megan has been waiting for this whole season.
I mean, give me all of the sexy time.
Every single time we have filmed this...
I want to know.
She's like, so when did they do it?
Did they do it
when
now?
When did they do it?
I want to know when they do it.
Yeah, she thought they did it at hometowns.
I'm like, wouldn't you do it in their, like, childhood bedroom?
Yeah, with the family home. Great. Sexy. Super sexy.
It's like the
Let's
thrilling.
Move my stuffed animals over.
Jenna Riley says, dilf on the shelf.
I'm going to say, dilf on the shelf.
Dilf on the shelf. I would agree. Madison's dad is...
I am digging it. I'm digging Madison's dad.
He's always ageless. I'd hit it. He might be one. Like, you know how, like the elves, aren't they, like, thousands of years old?
Whatever. Like, he's not an elf.
He might be. I don't know.
So funny. Okay,
War
guys.
Eagle. War Eagle.
Dilf.
All right. Can we please talk about... Okay. I've been wanting to talk about this whole episode. I've been looking forward to whenever
they had
to.
She couldn't wait for them to do it.
I wanted them to do it. But I can't tell you how many times I was like,
this episode,
it was so cringy to me.
It was very cringeworthy. Knowing that they're all going to have overnight dates.
And it was all like.
Knowing that they're all anticipating. And then seeing the girls interact with each other.
Oh my God. Okay, so they all stayed in the same room together.
Yeah. That doesn't ever happen.
They
usually separate the girls.
Well, okay, so whenever they do it, so in the past they would just come back and they would be by themselves.
Well, they wouldn't show it. They would just show like the morning after them leaving and then the next date would start.
Walking funny.
Yeah. Leaving, Megan kept saying, funny. See if Hannah Ann's walking funny back into walking? The house.
And it looked like she sat on a towel to me anyway. I was like, oof.
Okay, we start the episode
very dramatic
from last week's episode with Madison wanting to talk to Peter.
And I just was like doing this. I was like, pull it out.
Just pull it out. Say just, it. Like say she it. Wouldn't just talk. It. I was like, hey, Megan, I really want to talk to you about something important.
But I'm not going to say anything.
I just want you to read my mind and figure out what I really want to say.
And be very dramatic and not say anything. Just freaking say, like, hey, yo, I got my V card.
Out, girl.
I don't want you to do it because I got my V card. Like, yeah. That's all.
It's so important to her. And she kept that a secret to him.
I was so annoyed.
I think if it would have meant, I mean, honestly, maybe she didn't want to say anything to him at first because maybe she was testing him. Hey, what kind of character do you have? Are you going to go sleep with these other girls?
Oh, my God. And he was so excited too.
I know.
He was so pumped.
Yeah, his little wiener was
ready
for
rocking
that.
And raring to go. Just ready to go, guys.
Okay, so we are in Australia.
No, do better. Do better.
We're in Australia, mate.
That dingo ain't my baby. Guys, I see another croc over here. I really wanted to take pictures with Holly. Like the crocodile hunter, and I couldn't get her to do it with me.
She didn't try hard enough. Okay, our first date. I'm the one that has to keep her on track here. The first date is, I was hoping it was going to be Madison so she could get that talk out of the way. Mm-mm. But no, this is The Bachelor, and they like the drama. So, of course, Madison's going to go last. Mm-hmm. Of course, mm-hmm. Because they want to see, hey, maybe Peter wants to slip his little ding-dong in these other girls
Ring
first.
It down
and
then
we're going to send him in with the virgin.
Can we please talk about when he, like, comes into the room, though, and he's got a fresh haircut. He was like, hey, guys, I'm in Australia. I'm about to do it with all these ladies. I need my haircut. Did you notice he got a haircut?
No. Sticking up.
Oh, I totally noticed. He got a haircut. He was like, feeling good. His whole body was probably shaved from like here down. Like he was like, I'm ready to go, guys. I'm like a baby seal over here.
What
ready.
Did he say when he walked in to all three girls?
Sheila's. Hello, Sheila's. I was like, somebody just went to Outback.
I don't know. Yeah.
I'm ready.
Okay, Jessica Yarborough says, I bet they saved Madison till the last knowing that he would sleep with the other girls.
100%.
These producers know exactly what they're doing.
Oh, I swear to God. Like, they
this
know.
Show. Guys,
like,
we wouldn't watch.
Cause the most?
We wouldn't watch if there wasn't this much drama.
I wouldn't.
If it was just people falling in love, how boring.
That's dumb. I want sex, drugs, and rock and roll. But so he says, like, hey, Sheila's. And he's so, like, dorky, and you know that he just is thinking, he's like, I'm gonna do it tonight.
Yes.
I'm getting my weenie wet tonight. Like, I knew it.
Okay, first weenie wet of the night goes to Hannah Ann. She had the first
weenie
date.
Wet.
She had the first date that night. The first date in Australia.
I'm gonna start saying that to my husband.
Weenie, want to get your weenie wet? That's sick.
That's so gross.
Also, yes, people are writing in and saying things. Feel free to comment, ask questions. Do you have any questions about this episode? Do you have any thoughts or concerns?
Yes.
There's a lot of concerns I would be having at this point. But feel free to write in. Because
give us your one-liners that you think
it's
funny.
This is an interactive show, and we love hearing from you guys.
Oh, my God, it's the best. It makes us feel
Hello,
like we're so happy.
Dilf on the Shelf, that was the best
Thank
thing
you,
ever.
Jenna Riley. That was amazing.
Okay, so Hannah is out there jet skiing. She doesn't look like she's having that much fun.
No,
honestly.
It was very much like I felt like all for show, and she was just like, I think this is how she'd be acting. Like, ah, woo! Ah, woo! And then it would like you catch her like kind of looking at the camera sometimes too. It just, it reminded me of high school so much.
She seemed very young to me on this.
So young.
Like, I hadn't seen it before, but watching her now, it makes me feel like, okay.
She is young.
You are young. I felt like Peter was, like, kissing a high schooler.
And that's what the whole time it looks like. And then I felt like she just kept saying, like, I'm here no matter what. I'm not going to leave no matter what. I'm like, homegirl just wants to win. Like, she doesn't care it. Like, how?
No matter what, I'll be here. Like, if you sleep with someone else, I'm sticking around. I feel like...
No matter who, you stick it to.
I think that's how... That's the young mentality. Because I feel like when I was young, I would have been like, I don't care. If I'm in love with you, you can do whatever you want. You can go have other dates. I just want to love you. Like, I just...
So
that
young.
You're young and you think like that, and that's not okay with me. But I think, I don't know. I feel like I love that Madison has all these wonderful morals. It makes me really happy.
We're not there yet.
I know.
We're not there yet. I get to tell her what to
do,
guys.
I'm just saying.
We're not there yet.
It's the complete opposite of Hannah Ann and how she's reacting.
Yeah, then they have their date and they're like getting ready to eat dinner. But when she walks out, she was a pageant girl. Like, she had her dress on and she was like.
No. Here we go.
That's what I'm ready. I'm ready. I'm ready to win. I'll do whatever it takes to win.
And they talked about her dad saying, if you're not 100% serious, do not say I love you.
He was about to beat his ass.
And then he straight up tells her, I am 100% serious. I am falling in love with you.
He deserves his ass to be kicked.
If he does not choose Hannah Ann, and these other girls go back and watch this, I would be very angry knowing that he was like, I am 100% about you.
I just feel like Ranger Rick was very adamant, like, do not say it. And he also works in the forest. He knows where a lot of hiding places
are. Is that why they call him Ranger Rick?
Yeah, he's like like the axe and stuff. Like, he knows the trees.
That's the first time
She pays attention, guys.
I didn't recognize
but,
that.
You know what I'm saying? Like, he was very hardcore. He could kill a body and hide it in the woods and nobody would know. I would watch my P's and Q's around him.
Okay.
Yeah. Hi!
Angel Samples, hi! Love you, girl.
Love you,
I'm
girl.
Glad you're watching. Okay, so they get the first ever fantasy suite card, which...
Oh, but it was so awkward.
He pulls it out from under the plate.
He's like, is this awkward now? Like, yes, it's awkward.
Megan is like, what is that? What is it?
What is it?
What is it? Oh my God, what is it? I said, that's the card that lets him do it.
I'm like, did you even need a card? But it was like, it reminded me so much of my husband. It's like when we have like a date and like there's no kids at home. He's like, you should read it.
Something's up.
I'm going to get my weenie.
But also the card says, you know, use this key to forego your individual rooms. But that key is only going to open like an attic in a house 100 years old. It's like that. Give me a key card to the hotel room.
Yeah.
That skeleton key was not opening that hotel door.
It would open up a chastity belt.
Mm-hmm. Which
from the 1700s.
Save it for Madison's date.
It made me, like, I could not, I was like, the whole time, it was like nails on a chalkboard with him and Hannah Ann to me. I don't know why. And then he, like, picks her up to literally lay her back down. I'm like.
Yeah, did you guys notice that?
It drove me crazy.
He picked her up and then just put her right back down to
lay down.
Like,
you're so dramatic and it's grossing me out. Karen Ray says, hey, Holly, loved Bachelor Pad.
Hey, thanks, Karen.
Hi.
I loved it, too. What a great show that was. Bring back Bachelor Pad.
Angel Samples writes, Hannah Ann still dresses like she's in high school to me. I don't know why I bothered by it. Yes. Sorry, I don't know why I'm bothered by it.
Everything about her is just very young.
So young.
Which makes me sound really old saying
how
young.
That's what I was thinking. I'm like,
I sound like
old.
A grandma being like, she's too young for the show.
Back in my day, it was keen on the ladies hiding their vagina.
We did this
inside
for
of their
love.
Shorts, not out of their shorts.
Okay, so Hannah Ann spends the night with him. Surprised.
And then when she walks in, she sits on the towel, and then it's really awkward. It's not a
towel. Is there really a towel?
No, it looks like a towel. I was just kidding, because it's very appropriate. But then, like, Madison's there.
She's sitting on the towel because something's dripping out of her.
Drip, drip, drip.
That's the tea.
Drop, drop, drop.
But you didn't hear that from us.
Mm-mm. Oh, let's talk about Pronk Studios, why we have our cups.
Let's do it.
Per usual.
So, What the Bachelor is sponsored by Pronk Studios. If you would also like to have your Facebook Live / podcast, you can talk about whatever you want.
If you want a podcast, go to pronk.tv. You can do it. You can be here in this lovely studio.
You can do it.
You could redecorate if you want. You don't have to have roses.
Yeah, you do.
But pronk.tv if you're interested. Anyway, back to our regularly scheduled program.
Alexis Barrett says, I feel like Hannah Ann and him's evening would have been so cringy. Yeah, it was. It wasn't like,
I feel like
would
it
have
was
been.
Like,
it was.
Yeah, they were real excited about those desserts. I think that they popped them champagnes.
That's not the only thing she was popping. Mm-hmm. Everybody popped up like this. Mm-hmm. Everybody don't stop, don't quit, just do it. Do it.
Yeah, I could go on forever. Where's the mic?
Where's my mic?
Just do it. That.
Lick it good.
Oh, you nasty.
Girl, you wearing clear heels. You nasty.
Angel says you can be sexy and classy like Victoria's dress, and I'm not even a fan of Victoria. Is anybody out there a fan of Victoria?
We'll get to that in a minute. I got something to say about Victoria, though, but we'll get to that in a minute.
I mean, I feel like we're done with Hannah Ann's date. They woke up in the morning.
Oh, she was so cringy. And it was like Victoria and they were just kind of hanging out.
They were talking about.
And then she's like, how are you doing? And she's like, good.
When Victoria and Madison were sitting alone together, she was trying to get under her skin.
Oh, 100%. She was like, they made a comment of like, they're probably getting ready for dinner. And now she's like, they're probably getting ready for bed.
Yeah.
Oof.
I don't know. Madison at that point was to her breaking point.
Oh, 100%. She was
And then Victoria just poking the bear.
Poking it.
Yeah, like, they're getting ready for bed.
Digging it. Let me just poke a little more.
Yeah, I don't know. It was awkward. It was just super awkward when Hannah Ann walked back in too. Like that was they.
Just
I
the
hate
whole
that
thing
they
was
to
cringy.
All live together.
Ugh. It was so cringy. Like, and it was like a lot of awkward silences.
I know. Did your butthole tense up?
Girl, it's been tense up this whole freaking time. Like nothing's coming out of there.
Okay, we're going in.
She brings it up and then wants to move. She's like, okay, I'm awkward. Okay, I gotta go.
I don't like talking about buttholes.
Let's talk about your butthole. How was your butthole
relaxed? We're moving on to Victoria's date.
Her butthole was totally relaxed the whole time.
We're moving on to Victoria's date, guys.
Let's move on. I'm ready. Hey, I'm feeling great today, guys. I'm feeling good.
I trust you. I have your back. Who said it?
Oh. Peter.
Peter.
Peter
said that to Victoria. After all the crap they have been through, Peter, I trust you and I have your back.
Ugh. And he's not going to bring up the past anymore. I still want to know. Did you sleep with married men? I want to know. Did you do that? And he's like, what's in the past is in the past. I was like, nah. I want to know what Marissa had to say. Did you get a final answer out of Victoria? Did you? I don't know.
I do not know why he keeps her around.
I do.
I think there's a book out there about this. It's called Why Men Love Bitches.
Bitches they
No, have you read it? It's like when women act bitchy like that, men fall. I'm like, I
gotta change some things up at home, guys. Victoria, if you want to come over and teach me.
I do too. I am way too nice. Like, if you are watching, I am way too nice.
Adam is watching. I need lessons from Victoria F. Adam.
I don't know. And then dinner starts, and then she gets all.
She
weird.
Does. It's like it's the same shit, different smell. Blah blah blah. Like I don't know.
I think he likes the drama.
He does. He loves it.
He has to like the
he
drama.
He like wants to save her, and he's like, "There's a reason why you felt this way." I don't know. No, there is. Like he wants to pull. He wants to save her.
Yeah, and then she's like saying all this stuff that's not really saying anything. And
nothing.
It's like, does that make sense? No, because you haven't said anything. You have not said anything that makes any sense. This whole season she's not said it. No, I hate when people say it.
Does that make sense?
No.
Does that make sense?
Yeah, and then Peter said, don't push me away. Please do it.
No, but listen, I want to say something about Victoria, though. I like her when she's not crazy. Like, and I will say, I think Peter, this, like, his conversations and stuff with Hannah Ann, awkward, cringy, silent, weird. But with Victoria F. and him, it was like they were having a conversation, and I felt like it was natural, and I felt like they genuinely had a connection. I don't think him and Hannah Ann have one. Do you?
I mean, I don't know what he sees in any of these girls.
I think with Victoria F., he's got passion.
But Madison.
And I'm pretty sure there was some passion. Like, it just felt natural. Like, you have to agree. Like, even in the morning after all this, I felt like it was natural. Natural. Oh, whatever.
Will writes in, Peter has mommy issues.
What is that? Will, I love you so.
Gosh, we have the beat tonight, guys.
I look at you.
Yeah.
Yeah, I would agree with that.
I think maybe he seems like a little mama's boy, but.
He's a little dork. He is such a dork to me. I like him, but he's a dork.
I wonder if he's ever been in a healthy relationship. Because I feel like he wouldn't be putting up with this if he has been. That's just, I'm getting therapist on everyone.
Alexis Barrett says, Peter even said on the side camera that he's drawn to her pushing him away. Oh, 100%.
What a nut.
It's not healthy.
Guess what, guys? Guess what, guys?
What, guys?
What? Guess what, guys?
What, guys?
When she said she was falling in love with him, she said it, she closed her eyes and said it, which I always heard was a tall tale.
I tell my kids all the time, like, you don't look at me when you say that, you're lying, go brush your teeth.
Yeah. I feel like when you lie, you shut your eyes when you say it. She closed her eyes and was like, Peter, I am falling in love with you.
Yeah. I hate the way it, like, it's so breathy. Cheryl Friedman says, I don't think he has a connection with any of them.
I don't think he knows what he wants.
I think he's
got way too. He should have cut everybody that he was kind of attracted to in the beginning and knew the one person he was going to stay with. Got rid of all the junk. I don't know. That's how I would have played the game.
I just feel like the producer should have been just like, you know what? This isn't working out. We're going to get a new Peter, guys.
Yeah.
We're just going to start over.
I don't know. He doesn't know. This is going to be a nightmare the next couple episodes. Oh, I guess we only have one episode left.
Oh, we have the tell-all thing. I'm excited about that.
Wait, do we? I guess. Yeah, the tell-all. Wait, is the tell-all next weekend? Next week?
Yeah.
They didn't say that. Does anyone know when the women tell-all will be?
I'm pretty sure that it was like the cut into it. We get ready at the last little bit, so it's kind of hard for
us
to pay attention.
We miss the end of the show every time.
But I'm pretty sure it is. So I didn't know that they had different rooms for each night. I thought they just all went into the same bed and did it with dirty sheets. Anyway. Debbie Crimes writes, Madison is too good for Peter.
Girl, you're preaching to the choir.
Hootie hoo.
Madison is too good for Peter, 100%.
Yep.
She's too good for this show. She needs to find a nice Christian man at home. Alexis, also, let's get a shout out for how bomb Angel's makeup, lashes, accessories. Thanks. Keeping us beautiful.
Always keeping us beautiful. Angel Samples Cosmetics.
Okay, morning after, he sleeps with her. Obviously, he sleeps with Victoria. He's been waiting for that.
Well,
for a long time.
Well, how about he was like, she even said, she goes, I love him so much. I've put him through so much. I'm like, yeah, no shit, Sherlock. Yeah, you have. And it's like she knows what she's done. It's the movie How to Lose a Guy in 10 Days. I felt like she was following that thing to a T. Like,
yeah, she's doing. Did someone like bet her do all the wrong things with him?
And let's see how fast you can get rid of him.
It'll
get you far on the show, and therefore you'll get a lot of influencer
deals. Yeah, she jumps out the limo, remember, and says how wet she is, or she's the opposite of dry, or some stupid joke she told right in the beginning. She is doing How to Lose a Guy in 10 Days.
Will Stewart, again, says, Women to All episode will air Monday, March 2nd. So, yeah.
What's today?
Hey, welcome to the real world, Holly, Julian.
I don't sleep Sunday anymore because I have a child, a baby, and I never know what day it is. I've done all of this whole season without sleep. So I can't wait to look back and see what happened in my life.
I slept great last night, guys.
Okay. So the next morning, she's still whining. Date's over. She goes back to the house.
And when she walks away, he's like,
he's looking at
her
like, I just tapped that.
A lot of times. And then she walks in, and then it's awkward again.
So awkward.
And then they're like, oh my God, you look so skinny. And you know, like, they're just kind of like, did you do it?
You look so skinny. Did he?
Whatever. Weenie wetter. Over here.
But that, when Victoria was on the date, that's when Madison decided to confide in Hannah Ann and say,
this is like an ultimatum. Like, I don't want him sleeping around.
If he sleeps with anyone, I'm out.
Her face was like, ooh, too late.
So here comes the most wonderful date of all. My sweet Madison. Why do I love her so much?
Because she's precious. She's
precious.
So sweet, however.
I just love her morals. I love her family. I love her special plate.
I love Chad the dad.
I love her dad.
He's 13 and 50, all in the same.
Okay. I just love
but
her.
But I just feel like that date was not my favorite date.
The climbing?
I mean, I love hiking and a good time and a good view.
Would you guys do that date? Climbing
raise
all
of
the
hands
way.
Of who would want to do that date. Like, if you walked in, you're like, oh, this is our good date, like, before the fantasy suite. Let's climb a building.
Mm-mm. My heart was racing from sitting on the couch. And my butthole was super clenched.
Please. Somebody, please. For somebody.
Someone record it.
Who doesn't want to talk about buttholes.
Okay, we're moving on.
She sure does want to talk about buttholes. Can we please?
We're moving on. They had to climb that entire huge building.
Sorry.
Not for me. I don't want to have anything to do with heights.
I wouldn't mind the date, but it would be like, I would need to be warned because I'm like, I wouldn't want to eat like a big breakfast beforehand. That just doesn't sound like my cup of tea. I wouldn't want to climb a damn building.
Mm-hmm.
But anyway.
Once she got up there, she went to town making out with him. Mm. I'm glad they were strapped in. Okay.
KU Marling says, this is not a game to Madison. I don't think Peter believed she would walk away.
No.
I don't think he did either. He was devastated.
I think everyone thought, like,
stand by your morals, girl.
I don't think, yeah, oh my gosh, I love, we're not even there yet.
We're not there yet.
We'll get there.
But she does make out with him at the top, or they're on the way to the top or something. I'm like, that is a lot of built up sexual frustration. She is like, just honk her down on this face.
Also, studies show that if you go on a date with someone and you are doing like a high intense thing or something that's very scary,
You fall in love.
So I think even like Victoria and Peter way back when they went to the amusement park and rode all those rides together, they were both so scared to get that slingshot up.
Yeah.
I think that formed a really solid connection with those two. And now I think all of a sudden he has really intense feelings for Madison because they did this very scary thing together.
Yeah, and Hannah Ann is just kind of like, and they're like, jet ski.
They get up to the top. They're just going to town on each other's faces.
Just slurping away.
They're strapped on to the side, thank God. Because
strap on?
Nope.
Genevieve Olson writes, Peter and Hannah B are so perfect for each other. She's exactly what he wants. And
Hannah B?
I don't know Hannah B.
Yeah, you know what? They're both horn dogs. They belong with each other.
I'm going to have to watch that season.
I secretly wish Hannah B would come back. Like, my final two girls are Hannah B and Madison.
But the thing is, I feel like Madison is what America needs as, like, a role model for girls. And just to bring it back home with, like, the good values and family. And
I feel like a lot of parents could watch The Bachelorette if she was The Bachelorette. With their kids, I mean. The parents, yeah.
Parents aren't allowed to watch anything.
My brain doesn't work anymore.
Like it did before.
Okay, where were we?
Christiane writes, I think she was genuinely hurt by him. You can't start a relationship on that. She needs to walk away. I agree. Like, a lot of people gave her a hard time, but you can't fault somebody on their values.
Mm-mm.
Like, I wouldn't want my fiance to sleep around with other people. Like, if I'm dating somebody, I want you to be loyal to me. But he's like, I got got two other girls I'm dating right now. It's very polygamy-like, and it's definitely a TLC movie in the making.
But I'm glad that she finally tells him that she's saving herself till
I wish
marriage.
She would have told him sooner, though, because that's a big part of somebody's life.
I know, but I'm glad she finally opened up and told him, because it was awkward. It was, I mean, she
couldn't say it.
She should, why, yeah.
She's hi, like, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Hi, yeah. Hi, yeah. She gets excited.
She couldn't say it. And it's a scary thing, but I love that she stood.
She did. And she stood her ground and was like, I need a minute. After he was like,
I was hoping that she was going to be like, I need a minute, get up and walk off and never come back.
Like, I need to call my dad.
Just get into the car. I know I said that. I'm like, I want her to get up and be like, I need to call my dad.
Chad, the dad. Come get her.
I don't know.
Tina Wardlaw says, I'm sure PETA wants Peter's mom.
PETA,
we're at the Hunger Games now, guys. I'm sure Peter's mom wants him to go back and get Madison.
I think that's who it is. That just seems very obvious.
Because
I feel like she leaves.
Met him at the wedding renewal bullcrap that they did.
Mary, can we talk about how it seems very late in the game for her to mention she's saving herself?
I would agree.
I know. I don't know. Every season where there's always a virgin, they make it a huge deal. I mean, it's always like from the beginning, the person starts talking about how that she's a virgin or he's a virgin and this is very important to me. We are finding out with a couple girls left that this is very important to her. So, I mean, good for her for not just broadcasting it and making that her story. Her faith is her, like, that's her story. And this is just a part of that.
I know, but still, like, you know, like, the fantasy. I mean, I never watched The Bachelor, and I knew, like, they gotta have sex at some point. I just feel like that should have come to play. But it's also kind of like, what if it's like you already know? It's like a thing that is kind of known but not known. Like, he should have known, like, my faith is a huge thing for me. And my morals and blah, 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 blah. Like, he should have been like, yo, are you a virgin? Like, I think it's kind of dumb.
That's not how you say it. Sally says he didn't.
Sally Watson.
Sally says he didn't even seem super bothered when she told him. He seemed more bothered when she said she was uncomfortable with him being with anyone. I think he didn't think she was going to leave. Like, I think he thought, okay.
He was tearing up, though. Like, he was like, I'm so uncomfortable. And then she's like, I don't want details. He's like, I don't want to give you details. She's like, well,
but she's
I don't
like,
want details.
But she needed to know.
Yeah, she needed
I
to know.
I feel like this might be another Cassie Colton situation. You don't know this because you didn't watch any other seasons.
Wah, wah.
But he was going to choose someone else almost the whole season. And this other girl named Cassie, decides to leave.
Because
she just was like, I don't think this is for me. I'm going to go. And then all of a sudden, it flipped a switch, and he was like, I want that. Like, he wanted what he couldn't have.
Yeah.
And I feel like now, Peter, that Madison is leaving, he's going to be like, I want what I can't have. I can't have her. I have to have her.
Well, and you see, like, the cut, too, of the next episode, and Hannah Ann's crying, and then she's, like, then Victoria's like, I want to be chosen, or I don't want to have to, I don't know. They were pissed that Madison left, basically, is what I got. It's just juicy. It's so juicy.
Genevieve, when you were on the bachelor pad, Holly, did couples sleep with each other in the mansion?
Let's talk about it.
No. Hey, couples? Oh, yeah. I don't know. There was a room called the Boom Boom Room.
How's your butthole feel right now talking about that Boom Boom Room? It's puckered up right now.
It's just, like, it's a room with the whole room's a bed.
It's one big sex toy,
it
guys.
It is one big giant bed. I personally did not do that in the house, but.
In the house?
Yes, I did not do that in the house.
But.
I did not do anything bad. I made out in a few spots in the house. That was it. But I think there were, in Bachelor Pad, there were already established couple. I guess, like, Casey and Vienna were established couple at this point. And so I'm sure they did it. in the house. I don't know. Not, no. I
didn't. She is literally crawling in her skin. I don't just like dashing the question any more left questions? And right.
Any more questions, guys?
What? So.
Nope. Any more questions online? Not from you. Okay.
Moving forward.
So, is she... Madison wants to know if Peter boned these other girls, and he sure did. He didn't say both. He said, I was intimate.
But I want to know, but I think when will we find out how many times they did it?
Unless they tell it, there's no way. Like, the only reason we know that Peter and Hannah B.
Yeah, like, it was like the four times.
Because Hannah was, there was a guy on her season was like, I will not marry you if...
Same. What, pulling a thing?
Oh, yeah. He's probably all over Madison right now.
Oh. Abby Durst writes in, Semantics Hold Holly, on. Was it out? Oh! Oh!
Semantics Holly, first of all, you are my sister writing in, and you spelled my name wrong. I was pleased to answer your question. Moving on.
It was in the bushes. It was in the outhouse.
No.
It was at a porta potty.
Okay, what were we talking about?
I don't even know. Oh, he was like, I was intimate. Oh, the guy.
So he said, if you've slept with anybody else, I don't think I can move past this. And she got so mad at him, and she said, as a matter of fact, I had sex.
Oh, so she was three pissed.
Times. She was pissed at him. Okay. And then on the women tell, or the men tell, she came back on and said, actually, it was four.
Oh, shit.
She goes, actually, I lied about having sex three times. It was four times. Three at night and one in the morning.
Good for her.
She got good it from
for
Peter.
Her. Good for Peter.
Good for Peter getting.
You go.
Hannah B. got the Peter. Okay, so she, Peter says yes, he was did. Intimate, but he didn't say with both, but I'm assuming the way he said it, I was intimate. He wasn't going to be like, yeah,
well, by their faces, the girls. Like, Hannah Ann, she's so young that it was written all over her face, like, I had sex with the bachelor.
But Madison is crushed.
So sad.
Her poor little face.
Like, just.
She shut down so hard, and then had to take a minute, which I would have liked if she took the rest of her life. Like, just left him in like, the dust. Oh, what a
power move. I'm calling
move.
Chad the dad.
What a power move that would have been.
Like,
oh my gosh.
Bath.
Her dad's going to be so mad watching this episode. First of all, Peter. All the dads are going to be mad. Yeah, yeah.
All the dads.
I know you boned my little girl.
My girl. This is hard for her daddy to know. But did you bone? Did you deflower my child?
Oh,
I don't want to know.
I don't even know what videos we're gonna have to reenact next week.
There's so many.
You guys
many.
Got any ideas? What were your favorite parts that we can reenact? I just feel I don't know. My heart is at this point breaking for Madison.
Like what? And then like Peter, like just the cut ins to next episode. Like he's devastated. He's crying. It's a lot. It's just a lot, guys. Kristen Neff writes, and then Peter's mom gave a standing ovation for the four times at the woman tell all.
Yeah, that happened. So she said, she says, I lied. And
Will was right. Peter has mommy issues. He's got an Oedipus complex, guys.
But she's like, woo, my boy, sleeping around, woo!
Oh yeah, God.
That's weird, right?
Like it's like the cool mom. Like, oh God, honey, no. If you're gonna drink, I'd rather you doing it home. Yeah. Do you guys need condoms? What do you need?
What if her mom's crying about Hannah B?
I think it's Mad. Like, I think it's Madison.
Go get our girl. Hannah came back to get you, and she still loves you. Go get our girl.
Does she like Hannah B?
Well, clearly, if she's clapping, standing ovation for them having sex.
I think it's more for them. Like, he's like, he rocked it out four times.
Yeah, oof. Daddy's probably proud of Peter.
Both Peters. Christy Hunt writes, he's not worried about Victoria's dad. He never met him.
Oh, or is right.
The way she acts, I don't think he's involved.
Was her dad there? Well, we have no idea. We don't know. We saw a snippet at the end.
She's got daddy issues if she's sleeping with all these married men.
Oh, boy. Guys, this episode, have we figured out what today's date is?
Oh, my God.
So the women tell all is
it's next. On Monday. It is Monday.
Okay.
It is Monday.
Karen Rice, does everyone get tested before the show?
Yes, Karen. I asked the same question, like the first episode, I think, because I was like, he is literally making out with everybody, and it's grossing me out. And she's like, oh, yeah, everybody's on, like, they get blood tested, and then
you
they're
guys,
on Valtrex.
You guys, we have to go through, like, psych tests, blood tests. Like,
what do they ask you in a psych test?
Oh, it's like pages and pages and pages and pages. I mean, it took me hours to get through it.
Did you pass it?
I don't know. Actually, I did have her call me and say, I need you to come in and talk to me about a couple of your answers.
Oh, shoot.
Which I misunderstood the question.
What were they asking?
I remember this one very specifically. She said, do you feel like you're getting the raw end or the raw deal out of life? And I was like, yes. Definitely yes. I'm getting the raw.
She wants the raw dog.
I thought she meant I took it as like, do I have like the best life ever? And I'm like, yes, definitely yes. The
check
best
yes.
life ever. But I guess I never had heard that saying before.
Just apparently, in the bedroom.
Apparently, I am not getting the raw and raw deal out of life or whatever.
Raw dog.
Anyway.
Well, I want to know the other ones, too. Hold on. Abby Durst writes in, is Victoria adopted? She looks nothing like her family. I saw a question on Instagram that she asked that. Somebody asked that, and she wrote back, no. And she was pissed about it.
Do you think she dyes her hair?
Yeah.
Dark?
Yeah.
You do?
Yeah.
Yeah. Looks natural.
is mine is, too.
I don't remember any of the other questions on
the
site.
The drapes match the carpet.
She dyes hers.
And I got lasered.
Psych! They have quite a few people that were out there. Lisa Gilbertson writes in.
Oh, I don't think half these people passed the psych test. And I think they're like, perfect, put them on.
What are some more psych questions that they asked you?
I don't even remember. It's been so long. Janine,
Sharaga. That's a fun name to say. Say
ooh,
it.
Ooh, that's a fun name.
Sharaga.
How can Peter fly a plane?
Yeah, because he's missing all these red flags.
What do you mean?
Yeah, because he's like, he's making all these poor decisions, I think, is what she's saying.
Oh, like he is an idiot. Oh. He's an, okay. You can have street smarts and you can have book smarts.
What do you have, though?
Peter has book smarts.
What do you have?
I am street smart. Because I was raised on the streets.
She told me that, and I was, like, laughing so hard at her.
Right,
and my
mom,
husband...
Right, mom and dad, I was raised on the streets.
My husband, who was her cousin, he was like, she's not serious. Please tell me she's not serious. She was not raised on the streets. I was laughing pretty hard at that. Oh, God. Karen Rice writes in, Holly, in the future, would you be okay if your daughter went on the show? I would not be okay if my daughter went on any of my daughters.
I feel like I could, yeah, I'm signing your daughters up the moment they turn 22.
I will cut you.
I hope to God the show is not around.
I mean, hell.
In 22 years. I mean, it might be. Chris Harrison's going to be out with a walker.
It's been like, how long has it been, 15
Ladies,
years?
Ladies, this is the last rose tonight. Like, that's going to be Chris Harrison.
Keeping the show going.
I mean, they've already had 20 seasons, at least 20-something seasons of this. So, I mean,
Lord,
people like it.
It's timeless.
It's entertaining.
It's a timeless treasure.
I would let her go on it, but I want to raise her as Madison's family has raised Madison, and I want her to have good morals and know her worth before she walks into any sort of situation like this.
100%. Know your worth.
I'm gonna say, don't be afraid to walk away from that guy. Because
don't say you're.
There will be someone else.
I'm sticking around no matter how many times you stick it to the other ladies. I'm still here, guys. Like Miss Hannah Ann said today, she's so sweet and so cute, but God Almighty,
naive,
young.
Naive.
But I think Madison and Hannah Ann. I think they're both 23. I think they're both young.
Oh,
but I just
Madison
see Hannah Ann so much younger.
Okay.
Yeah, Kristen Neff writes in, did y'all see the Senior Bachelor commercial?
I'm going to sign my mom up.
I told her she needs to write that she was my mom, and I was like, oh my gosh, your mother.
I'm going to sign my mom would up be, for Senior Bachelor.
Literally, this is her mom.
Mom, are you watching right now? I would like to sign you up for Senior Bachelor.
She's going to be like, Holly, speak for yourself. I'm not a senior.
Holly, please do old Chris Harrison again. How about Australian Chris Harrison?
Please.
No, I can't.
It mixed with British. Please.
The pressure is too much.
Oh, God. Well, do we have any more questions before any we sign questions? Off?
Going once?
Going twice. That's it,
okay,
guys.
Okay, good. All right, guys. So this next week, I suppose, is Women Tell All.
And did you guys hear that Kelly wasn't invited?
Kelly wasn't invited to the Women Tell All.
What do we think about that?
Anybody know why?
Give us the dish.
Yeah.
What's I feel the like, hot gossip?
I feel like she got kicked off the show, and she probably ran wild with something.
I can
and
see
they
her
were like, nope, we don't want you back. You're not welcome.
Bye. She is a lawyer. She probably finagled her way out of this, like, the contract or
maybe
something.
Maybe she doesn't want to come back.
I don't think she was invited. Like, she didn't get the opportunity. At least invite. If you don't want me at a party, or, like, just invite me.
No.
Give me the opportunity. No, you are uninvited.
You're not. I'm having a party tomorrow.
No, you're not.
You don't know because you weren't invited. Anyway, guys, we will see you next Monday. Thank you so much for watching. And remember,
you
can listen on Apple Podcasts. Just type in What the Bachelor and you can find us. And we're on YouTube. And remember to follow.
She's
everything.
Not used to this. Hey, make sure to follow us on What the Bachelor Podcast. Please rate us 5 stars. It helps people find us faster to listen to us more. We love that. We're on YouTube at What the Bachelor, on YouTube, on Facebook, on Instagram. Please like all of our avenues and please give us a thumbs up, comment, God, share.
She's thirsty. Bye, guys.
We appreciate you. Thank you.